praise the Lord.
Amen.
I think this week we've been blessed a lot, right?
Amen.
That I also myself been convicted with question in day two. If you look at day two, there is a question that says, on today's reading, it says, do we truly treasure God's blessing? Now, as we go through the morning revival this week, I was going through and was really convicted and said, Lord, forgive me for not treasuring your blessings. And I said, I don't want to, you don't want sharing. Put your words in my mouth. And we're going to read a few verses. And Genesis 1:28 is on day 3. Genesis 1:28. Amen. And God bless them all together.
God bless us and God bless them. Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of heaven, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth.
Amen. Genesis 12:3, which is day 1. Genesis 12:3. Day 1. Amen. And I will bless
those who bless you, and him who curses you, I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed.
Amen. And let's read Ephesians 1:3. It's on day 2. Amen.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ.
Amen. And I'm also adding Matthew, if you have your Bible. Matthew 5:6-8. You have your Bibles? So if you don't, I will read it. Matthew 5:6-8. Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger. No, I'm sorry. Matthew 5:6-8. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness,
for they shall be satisfied.
And 8 says,
blessed are the pure in heart,
for they shall see God. Amen. I also want to share, this proverb. I was reading in Proverbs 16:5-7. Proverbs 16:5-7. I enjoyed that one. Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16:5-7. Amen. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to Jehovah. Be assured he will not be punished. And the other one, 7. When a man wicked is Jehovah, he causes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Amen. I really enjoyed this week a lot.
Amen.
And this has really been a big blessing.
Yes.
I came to appreciate his really his love for me and amen for the church. Now God bless him from the beginning. From the beginning it was there. From the beginning it was there. Even from the day we were born, the blessings were there for us.
Amen.
Right? That's in Genesis 1:28. But we make wrong choices many times in life. And this is what happened with Adam and Eve. They were put on the garden, and they were given three different kinds of trees. Three different kinds of trees. One of them was pleasing to the sight and good for food. There was another one in the middle, tree of life. In the middle, and there was another one, tree of knowledge. There were three trees in the garden, right? And they made the wrong choice. Many times I made the wrong choice. We make the wrong choice. Now, tree of life was available from the beginning. but probably was not pleasant to the sight. As in Isaiah 53:2. And probably won't even, you know, but it was delicious because it was there for them to actually eat from. But the tree of life, God never said you won't touch it. He said you can eat from all the trees. He said you can eat from all the trees, but don't touch the tree of knowledge, good and evil. Right? And they probably didn't even look at it. And they took the tree of knowledge, the fruit of the tree of knowledge. Good. Okay. But what? God never gave up on man. That's the good thing. He never gave up on man. Amen. And he blessed Abraham. He said, in you will be blessed, right? He blessed Abraham. Right? Your seed will be blessed. And through his seed, all nations will be blessed. Amen. And this, who's this? He said, it's Christ himself. Right? We are the heirs. It's Christ himself is blessed. Like I said, I have to confess that I make wrong choices. I don't eat from the tree of life all the time. I'm eating from the tree of knowledge many times. And that's when I'm weak. That's when I can really have peace in my life if I'm eating from the tree of knowledge. So, and that prevents many times that we hold God's blessing from us. And many things prevent us from receiving these full blessings. Sometimes it could be temper, could be our bad habits, could be our pride, could be our arrogance, a lot of things like that. And then instead of getting up in the morning, receive the manna every morning. And because God only gave them the manna every morning. And we think, we go and read the scripture at night, sometimes I made a mistake. But we should be reading all day, or we should be praising the Lord and praying all day. And that's prevent the full blessing coming up on us. And really, the Lord has full of blessings for us. Now, one thing that is really touched me is that we really must maintain our conscience clean. We really have to maintain our conscience clean. Our soul will make mistakes, right? But if our conscience clean, our spirit will be fine. Now, and our faith will be strong. Now, the Lord saw our regenerated spirit will be blessed enough to save our soul, right? From the evil world every day. And we'll be able to bear fruit and be blessed to others. As even sometimes it might seem that we're wrong, we're hopeless.
Amen. Amen.
Now, one thing we have to be clear. When we believe and receive the divine life in our being, which is the biggest blessing that God gave us through His Son, that He is real. His blessings, your people, His blessings, I tell my son and my daughter, I tell the kid, His blessings are real. Mm-hmm. See, I tell my son, always, son, we are on the boat. We cannot get off. I tell my son many times, son, that's fine. You want to be with your friends, you want to have fun, that's fine. But we don't remember always that you have the seat. The seat. And you never can get off the boat. And always remember that God is here to bless us. We have a lot of blessings, but we have to really listen to Him. Amen. And the blessings really nourish us and give us life. That's the Lord's blessings on us. The biggest blessing is receiving His life. I mean, can you believe this? His life will live inside of us. Can you think about that? And we can live by that life. It's amazing, isn't it? What a miracle, right? Now, then that gives us, you know, the peace that surpasses men's understanding. And when we go through problems and tribulation, this peace that surpasses men's understanding will give us peace. We guard our heart. Thoughts in Christ Jesus, and this is what really unites us to. So we have to enjoy this cup of blessing in the body together, so we can grow up together, right, in one accord. So we can, the Lord can build up His kingdom, His body of Christ. So we have to start seeing the nature. Young people, we have to look at the nature of the church. Yes, sometimes you're going to make mistakes. I make a lot of mistakes in my life. I told that myself. But the Lord have mercy on me.
Amen.
He have mercy on me.
Amen.
He brought me here to the body of Christ. So we can grow together and be united in oneness.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
Now, I want to hear your portions because I know you have a lot of blessings too. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 About 2 minutes.
Amen.
Our God is a God of, He's a God of blessing.
Amen.
Our God is a God of blessing.
Amen.
Let's read day 4, the verse numbers. He's the triune God.
Amen.
The God of blessing is Jehovah.
Amen.
The God of blessing is the triune God.
Amen.
The Father, the Son, the Spirit.
Amen.
He's the dispensing God.
Amen.
He wants to give us Himself.
Amen.
Let's read numbers. Go ahead. Jehovah.
Jehovah bless you and keep you. Jehovah make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Jehovah lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
This is the triune God.
Amen.
This is not an Old Testament blessing. This is not a New Testament blessing. This is the eternal blessing.
Amen.
This is the eternal God.
Amen.
Speaking an eternal blessing.
Amen.
So it's Jehovah. May He keep you.
Amen.
Right?
Keep us.
May He bless you and keep you.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Abba, Father.
Amen.
May Jehovah, may His face shine upon you.
Amen.
And be gracious to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And Jehovah, may He lift up His countenance upon you.
Amen.
Right? And give you peace.
Yes.
The Lord Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for our spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for our regenerated spirit.
Thank you.
Thank you we can use our spirit.
Yes.
Thank you, you indwell our spirit.
Yes.
Give us life and peace.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Now look at, so in creation, God is a blessing God. As Elohim, He's a blessing God. In Genesis 1:28, He said, "Be to the man that He had created with His image and dominion." So image, the man, the created man with image and dominion, He blessed that man and said, be fruitful and multiply.
Amen.
And when that man was on the earth, when He created that man, He sent the rain. He sent the rain. Before that, there was no rain. And He put man in front of the tree of life. So then this man was usurped and fallen. So he was taken, he lost God as his portion. But God called Abraham, and He said to Abraham, "In you, all the nations of the earth will be blessed."
Amen.
And then later on in Genesis, He said, "In your seed, all the nations will be blessed."
Amen.
The seed is Christ.
Amen.
So let's read day 6, Galatians 3:14. In order
that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles in
Christ Jesus,
that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Our God is a blessing God.
Amen.
Our God is the triune God.
Amen.
Our God is the process triune God.
Amen.
He gives us the Spirit.
Amen.
He gives us Himself.
Amen.
His blessing is His real blessing, His full blessing is to the man.
Amen.
That right. Man is Christ Jesus.
Amen.
He blesses the oneness of the man.
Amen.
The one new man.
Amen.
He gives us the Spirit.
Amen.
So this portion, this blessing is eternal.
Amen.
The Spirit is eternal.
Amen.
The Spirit, the blessing that God is giving us is Himself.
Amen.
To wrought into us.
Amen.
Be constituted into us.
Amen.
To be the one new man for His eternal expression.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the Spirit.
Yes.
Praise the Lord for our Spirit.
Amen.
When we use our Spirit, we enjoy God's blessing.
Amen.
We enjoy the blessing of God.
Yes.
We enjoy the Spirit.
Amen.
We enjoy God Himself.
Amen.
We enjoy the oneness of the one new man that God commands to pour out the blessing.
Amen.
So Psalm 133 is the oneness brings in the blessing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for our spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the one new man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the oneness of the one new man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord we can enjoy the spirit in our spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for our spirit, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so you can share also how the Lord bless you in your life.
Yeah, young people.
I'm sure he blessed you many times.
Everyone.
Dwells in us as the spirit, and he wants us to experience him in the most subjective way for our enjoyment. So if we see this, we will see that the blessing is actually not a material thing. It is actually God Himself. He wants to dwell in us, and in the message, it also says that in the New Testament, there are blessings, including regeneration, divine life, divine nature, indwelling spirit, transformation, being one spirit with the Lord, being like God, and entering into glory in a subjective way. So I think that actually, his blessings are there, but in order to receive his blessing, I think that there are qualifications. It's just like, you know, in order for us to be qualified to receive these blessings, we actually need to have his image and have the dominion, meaning that we need to be willing to receive him. And so that we can express him, and also we need to be willing to be under his his authority.
Amen.
And with regard to this, you know, how we treasure his blessings, I think that so often we actually do not treasure his blessings. We and I think I shared several times. Many times I complain a lot. I think that, you know, in my life, I in my living, I actually lack a lot of opportunities to praise the Lord, to see that actually everything arranged by Him is a blessing for me.
Amen.
So here it says the normal life work of a Christian is a life of work of blessing, and we should rely on God's blessing and eliminate the barriers that prevent us from receiving it, and we actually see that most of the time, the greatest barrier is actually ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I still remember when Eric was young, we know that he broke his arm several times, but the first time I still remember, you know, he had his cast on, and after 6 weeks, he was still not recovered, so another cast was on, and then finally after like 3 months. It was about time to remove his cast, and I, I, uh, uh, happened that Brother Alex Chang was there, and you know, like this tradition, I don't know, you know, you sign your name or say something on the pad, and so I asked Brother Alex Chang to sign something, and I still remember he wrote "Serve the Lord." So you know, actually, I think that there are so many like situations that we have, we experience day by day. But if we don't have the Lord in us, or if we don't have the Lord imparting in us, we actually suffer in vain. But then even, you know, like you break your arm or, you know, something happened. But if you experience the Lord, then that's a real blessing in our experience. But then if we just complain, if we just say, Lord, you know, why does this happen to me? It's not fair. Then, you know, I think that we actually will lose the opportunity for the Lord to transform us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He is our blessing.
Amen.
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 The blessing is very much tied to the body as Christ's central vision and plan, right? If we don't have the oneness, then we can't have this blessing. And that I find it very interesting because everything ultimately relates back to the body. And I guess that's where a lot of the blessing comes from too, right? We're blessed to be in the body. We're blessed to be with the saints. And actually this week was the first time in like a really long time where I finally was able to read with three or more of my daily revival partners.
Amen.
And I feel like that's a very big blessing, and especially in the body. Amen. And that really shows how everything is ultimately tied to the body and God's building.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I really enjoy day two. It says that everything depends on God's blessing.
Yes. Amen.
And it's a blessing that we are here.
Amen. And yes. Amen.
Yeah. And the Lord's blessing gives people's life. And sometimes we see that we still don't treasure His blessing. And it's kind of sad because blessings, they give you life and they are free.
Amen.
And you still reject it. So, but we do that. So that's really sad. And we see that even small blessing is enough for us.
Yes.
Is sufficient. And we, because we are human, we always think that we don't have enough. And blessing also, they don't really mean that you will have no suffering, but it's not like you will just have a happy life, but it's that you're gonna, whether you're going to enjoy Lord or you're gonna receive Lord. And we see that the biggest problem with blessing is that as humans we have barriers to reject the blessings.
Yeah.
And most of the barriers, as Sister Ping said, are ourselves. And we need to reject ourselves in order to receive the blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Bye.
Amen.
The highest enjoyment for Christian is the trying God. The highest blessing of the Christian is the trying God become our enjoyment.
Amen.
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 And
that's right.
This week, the message say that the trying God, right, the Father is the source of the divine blessing. And the Son is the Son is the element.
Amen.
Is the nature of this divine blessing.
Amen.
And the Spirit is the essence the means and the sphere of this divine blessing. Actually, I try to remember all these words, spend some time. I want to get into this detail of the triune God. So I spent some time pre-reading with these few words, and I really enjoy. And we know the triune God is so rich. He wants to be our supply.
Yes.
So once he become our supply, we know this blessing come upon us. This week also, the message also say, when God use many environments to transform us, to renew us, actually, that's the blessing. When we turn to God, you know, we gain the triune God. When we turn to God in certain difficult situation, then this is really become our blessing. Every time when my personal life also, when I face something, I just feel when I pray to God or give the situation to God, I feel the Lord will carry me through everything. I just have faith in God, not in me. In me, when I see something, I fear. But when I calm down and I pray to God, I feel inner being, I feel very peaceful. I feel everything will be okay. The Lord will carry me through everything. I feel this is the best blessing. Not because we gain some material blessing or sometimes even, I think that's the blessing too. But the highest blessing is trying God become our enjoyment.
Amen.
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 You know, I just want to follow that very quickly. You know, the greatest blessing in the universe is the triune God.
Amen.
And the greatest need of man is for the triune God. This time when I was coming back to the United States, I was flying back from Asia Pacific. I sat next to a minister of, she's interfaith minister working with teenagers. And she spent the whole hours, you know, 10 hours just writing out all the notes and everything to deal with the teenagers. And so then she would read to me what she wrote, and I kept saying, okay, but you just changed the word love to the Lord. You know, I kept turning her back to the triune God. Give them the triune God. That's all they need. You know, I realized, you know, oh Lord, the greatest need in man is for the triune God, and the greatest blessing is the triune God itself.
Amen.
And Christianity has changed it so that it's now, God is now like Santa Claus. And so if Santa Claus doesn't give you a nice job, then, you know, then where is God? You know, God is not here anymore. You know, or something like that, a nice house, blah, blah, blah. So all material things. But in addition, Saints, and I was just touched with this whole message, that there are certain requirements for us to gain that blessing.
Right.
And one of the requirements, there has to be the oneness. And another one is the one chord. And that's a very, there's a day two about the Israelites having to go back, to go to Jerusalem.
Amen.
There was no other place. It has to be. They have to be there where the dew of ointment, you know, the anointing and the dew of Hermon and the anointing will flow. There has to be that. Otherwise, the triune God, you cannot experience the blessing of the triune God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Our God is a God of blessing.
Amen.
And the blessing of God is not something physical or material. The blessing of God is actually our triune God. Oh, Lord Jesus, I really enjoyed the definition in day four, that the blessing today we have is not a blessing of the Old Testament, not a blessing of the New Testament, but it's an eternal blessing. And the eternal blessing is a triune God dispensing himself in his divine trinity into us for our enjoyment.
Amen.
So actually, the blessing, the eternal blessing is trying God dispensing himself into us for our enjoyment. It is a person for our enjoyment. So I recall like 5 years ago when I got admission to Rutgers Graduate School, I was so happy. I feel like, oh, I was blessed by God. Where? I was blessed by God. But at that time, my focus was not on the person, not on the dispensing of trying God. My focus at that time was that, oh, Lord did something for me. I received something from God. Lord opened the way for me. So I got admitted. I was blessed. But in this message, we see a clear view that that the blessing of God is the trying God is expressing himself into us. So even in our suffering situations, if we have the dispensing of God, we are blessed. No matter what situation we are in, we just need to open to the Lord to receive his dispensing. And this dispensing is a blessing. And in therefore it says, the unique blessing in the whole universe is God himself. And it says God is vanity. And if we gain the entire universe, yet miss God, we would be the most pitiful persons. Oh Lord Jesus, so this week's message keep reminding me that I need to return to the Lord. To focus on this person.
Amen.
Not something of God or something from God, but God himself. We need his dispensing. And this requires to access our spirit.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Because the blessing came to us through our spirit.
Amen.
When we access our spirit, we receive the blessing. We receive the dispensing.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. We're so
Amen.
Blessed. We have a new spirit.
Amen.
We can enjoy the blessing of God.
Amen.
Enjoy God himself.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I was really touched by this week's message. In the whole universe, only God is real, and only God's, God has a blessing to us. Apart from God, everything is just vanity of vanities. And through his shepherding, the Lord brings us into the enjoyment of his
Amen.
Blessing and causes us to become a source of blessing and the showers of blessing. So God's blessing have a purpose to cause us to become his blessing to other people. Not only by our enjoyment, but also let us become enjoyment for other people. How can we become the blessing to other people? Our natural person definitely can't be a blessing. Because our natural person, you know, have a lot of problems. We can only become, you know, trouble and burden to other people. Only the transformed people can be a blessing to other people. So we need a transformation through God. And I really enjoyed Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, those who are called according to his purpose. We are called according to his purpose. So everything happening in our life is, you know, have a purpose of God. Like some things in our eyes is like so-called bad things, also have a purpose of God. Actually, I think it's a makeup blessing of God. But the only issue is, can we really sense it? Can we realize it? Or can we understand it? Yeah, sometimes some things happen. We don't have a sense it's God's blessing. Yeah, we just think, oh, this thing happened, I have a lot of complaining and murmuring. But actually, it's God have a deep purpose for us.
Amen.
Just by these things happening, just for the, you know, perfection of our beings.
Amen.
So I also really enjoy another verse, is day two. Yeah, this verse I really enjoy is from Malachi. It's from Malachi 3:10. Prove me, if you will, by this, whether I will open to you the windows of heaven and pour out blessing for you until there is no room for it.
Amen.
Yeah, so we need to prove it. We really need to exercise our faith in our daily life to prove God's blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, it's a rare opportunity, like we meet with young people, right? So. And I'm going to say something specifically for young people, right? And, at my age, I just attended a teacher conference for my son. You know, and during the teacher conference of my son, you know, I heard the teacher say, oh, your son is doing pretty good stuff. So the one thing I asked as a teacher is, does he get along with other kids? That he sometimes can kind of, try something which is not appropriate. Because it's very important. You grow up. You are a team member, right? So I think in this sense, you know, the young people are blessed. You know, you attend the church meeting, you know, and you are company minded. You know, you are a team member, right? So,
So I totally agree with all the people just shared. The true blessing is trying God Himself.
Right.
And I want to say is we also need to be pin down to a point we really experience it. Otherwise, you know, we may just say it in a vain. So the trying God experience in the young people's life. So one thing you can experience, you get along with your, you know, brothers, sisters. And the other one is you try to learn to be responsible. Because in the young people's age, for the small things, if you're responsible, you carry it to finish it, that habit, that character can make you, when you grown up, you also going to be responsible, and you also going to finish it, even though you're facing some difficulties, you still finish it. Yeah. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
And yeah, having said that, you know, that's the same character we also need to do as our adults. So you see my work, I saw something what I did wrong, I made some mistake. Then I the next week I'm gonna go and try to fix it and try to, you know, to get the correct numbers. So may Lord be with us, and we experience this the Lord's blessing. Amen.
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 I really enjoyed day one. It says that because we ourselves will enjoy the Lord's blessing, and then He will cause us to become a source of blessing to others, so that they be supplied. And as we are abiding in Christ, the rain of the Holy Spirit will come upon us. So this first time that I know we always receive the God's blessing, but I never know that we actually can become the source of blessing. And then the way that we can become the source of blessing is that we need to abide in Christ. A lot of time, in daily life, I just need to really abide in Christ, because I get so bored out with the right and wrong. Like, sometimes I just get so mad, like, people are not doing something that's right. But it was like, once I get into the things that's right or wrong, and then I just lose God's blessing. So I appreciate that the material they say, the basic concept today is that we must learn to live in a way that does not hinder God's blessing.
Amen.
And I pray that all of our temperament will be dealt with you, that we will learn to have to enjoy you and be your blessing.
Amen.
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 This week I was very enjoyed one sentence in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. But as it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and which have not come up in man's heart, things which God has prepared for those who love Him.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, sometimes we limited God's blessing in our concept. Sometimes we think, oh, everything goes well, it's blessing. And sometimes we don't suffer any difficulties, it is blessing. But here we say blessing is God Himself. No matter which situation, when we receive God, it's a blessing. Oh Lord Jesus. And I very enjoy some words in day two. The Lord wants to bring us to the point where His blessing takes the first place, where we have never been. We would say we don't have enough, but the blessing is sufficient.
Right.
The blessing meets the need that we can't meet. Mm-hmm. In every matter, we must look at the blessing more than we consider the situation.
Amen.
If the Lord give us a small blessing, we can get through any problem.
Amen.
We must see that the Lord withholds no good thing from us.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, we should say the God is a blessing God, and He wants to bless us. So we should ask the Lord let us be the people, the person who can receive the blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to be man. To
be a human. I really appreciate a number of days, but it was so good to see. It's good to be a man, because as a man, we have his image and we have his representation, right? We represent him. And we saw, actually, in Genesis chapter 1, right after he said, let us make man in our image and let them have dominion over all the earth, we also saw that God blessed man. God blessed man and said to him, go and multiply, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over all the earth. And so God's blessing is actually his very self, as this multiplying, fruitful, filling life and subduing life.
Amen.
That man would propagate, would be propagated in such a full way. And it's amazing because no other creature on the earth has this. Only man has God's image and his expression and his representation. And God's blessing follows man's image and his representation. So we're qualified to be blessed. And you know, not only are we man, but we're also believers. We're members of his body.
Amen.
So we got God. We have God as the God of blessing. And, you know, some of the saints brought this out. You know, there is a saying, you know, among some believers who are misinformed, that they say, if you're a Christian, your rice bowl will always be full. You know, it's like, if you're a Christian, you'll always have a rice bowl that's full. Well, actually, you know, what's really brought out, we know this. Actually, not only will your rice bowl not be full, it will be broken if you're a Christian. Why is this? It almost seems like we can't avoid any sufferings. We can't avoid unhappiness in life. We can't avoid anxiety or problems and issues that come up with other people, within our family, within people that we really love and we care about. It's almost unavoidable. But as believers, we should be so clear. We are recipients of his blessing.
Amen.
And it may not be the blessing that we think we need at that time, but it's the blessing God knows that we need. As ones who were created in his image and with his dominion. God wants to bless us with himself.
Amen.
He wants to bless our whole being with himself.
Amen.
Our whole heart. We should open our whole heart to him. You know, so many places in our heart, they're just, why are we angry? Why are we frustrated? Why are we unhappy? Because there's places in our heart that is void of him as the real blessing. So we should say, Lord, I open my heart where it's void of you. To be mingled with you as blessing. To be saturated with you as blessing. Make me happy in you, Lord. Even though the situation is not so great. I love this verse in number 6. Jehovah bless you and keep you.
Amen.
Jehovah make his face shine upon you.
Amen.
And be gracious to you.
Amen.
Jehovah lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
It's Jehovah.
Amen.
The first part is always Jehovah. Jehovah.
Amen.
Jehovah bless.
Amen.
Jehovah make his face shine.
Amen.
Jehovah lift up his countenance. It's his very person that is a blessing. And then what follows his person is who he is to us. He keeps us. He's gracious to us.
Amen.
And he gives us peace.
Amen.
He blesses us with his whole person, with his
Amen.
Being first, with his being as blessing, with his shining face, with his uplifting countenance, and then he gives us grace, he gives us peace.
Amen.
Then we know we're persons blessed with the triune God.
Amen.
Also enjoy day two's message. It says that the normal life of a Christian is a life of blessing, and the normal work of a Christian is a work of blessing. And the day must come when we realize that in our work, in our Christian life, and in our church life, everything depends on God's blessing. So it seems to me that if we are not living a life of blessing, and if we are not working, if we are not in the way of a work of blessing, so the life might be abnormal because the triune God is a truly blessing. So receiving the blessing might simply mean we are in the oneness of the God.
Amen.
So that might mean we need to, as Christians, who have regenerated and obtained the divine life, but we still need to keep and maintain the divine nature, and we still have to keep and maintain the indwelling spirit and go through the transformation to be with the spirit in the Lord and being like God, and finally we can go into the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
So if we are within the oneness of the Lord, and because the Lord is the greatest blessing, so we can receive the blessing.
Amen.
So that means if we go through these procedures, we are in the correct position, we have the correct approach to a proper goal. The blessing may not mean the Lord will help us to do the tasks. That might simply be mean we are in the correct way, we are within the oneness of the Lord.
I enjoy day 5 that God Himself is our blessing, and the blessing is that we can enjoy Him. And so, without the one accord, we don't have this blessing. And God's goal for us is that we would build. And so, if we're not in one accord, then everything we do, if we're doing things by ourselves, then everything is in vain. And so, this one accord, it's not just to be in one spirit, but we also need to have one soul, one mind, and one will. And so, if we have this one accord, then we will have God's blessing, and we'll have Christ Himself.
Amen.
We still have a little bit of time.
So on day 2, it says, God brings us, we need to see that everything of our work depends on His blessing. We have to not consider like all the material things, such as how much money or how much bread we have. We have to see that the blessing is sufficient, and the blessing always meets our need, and the blessing, the size of the blessing is greater than our lack. So just realize that there's never like not enough. We always have the blessing is always sufficient, and we always have we need to always have Christ in what we do.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Yes.
I also enjoyed day 1 where it says that God will cause a shower of blessing to come down in its season. That means that these blessings are timely, and they're like based on our need. So what Jonathan said, it's not it's always sufficient for us. And I was really touched by the word shower, because it will come down as rain, right? And because when I first read it, I was like, isn't it like we're going through like a hardship, which is like a storm, wouldn't the blessing be like seen as a, like sunshine or as a rainbow or something? Why is it rain? So then I realized that it's like if we're going through something, it's like really dry, it's like a famine. That's why it comes as rain, and it's like it's more like a nourishment and as a supply for us. And also after rain, you see life and growth.
Amen.
So this is like, so after we receive God's blessings, we can grow.
Amen. Amen.
So I also enjoyed the point on oneness on day 4. And it says here, if we would be under the Lord's commanded blessing of life, we must be on the ground of oneness.
Amen.
And I really enjoyed this because we learn that God doesn't like it when we function in the body or if we function in the church alone. And He likes it when we function with the saints. And it says here that when we are one with the saints, we are able to enjoy God's life.
Amen.
And we're able to enjoy the eternal life. But if we lose the oneness, then we lose the experience of enjoying the blessing of life. So we just need to remember to always stay one in the body so that we can enjoy the blessing of life.
Amen.
Amen.
Waste the opportunity,
yes,
to receive the blessing and bless others.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe I'll share first. After me, you still have feeling to share. It definitely is. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, we need to see this week's message is based on Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 26. And if you recall, the book of Ezekiel had four sections. And the third section is on the Lord, Jehovah's recovery by his life.
Amen.
And issuing the fourth section is for his beauty. So, if we view this in this perspective, we will know the reason, you know, Jehovah bless his children, is because he wanted to have his beauty.
Amen.
And so, if we read Ezekiel 34:26, we see Jehovah not only bless his children, right? Many of you already said. Actually, he make them as blessing. He make them and the places around his heel as blessing.
Amen.
So he not only make us bless us, the purpose is to make us blessing also.
Amen.
And what is the blessing, the unique blessing of this universe? Actually, is himself. Mm-hmm. Only we are blessed with himself, then we can bless others.
Amen.
For the sake of young people, I would like to say this. You may all heard about, we all know life. How many kind of life we have? We have three kind. There are three kinds of life, right? We have bio, and we have suki, the soul life, right? And we have zoe, the divine life.
Amen.
Right? So, but we also know there's only unique life in the universe. That's the Zoe life.
Amen.
So regarding the blessing is also, we very often we see this physical our blessing we receive from the Lord.
Amen.
But that is not the real blessing.
Right.
The real blessing is the unique blessing that's trying God himself.
Amen.
Sometimes the Lord may bless us some our things, but there's only purpose is to make himself, you know, be the real blessing, become us, dispensing himself to us, so we can become his dwelling place.
Mm-hmm.
We can. So this week I actually enjoy Ephesians chapter 1 a lot. There we see, you know, this chapter actually begin with God's blessing.
Amen.
And end with what? The body of Christ.
Amen.
So the blessing, the Lord bless us, has a purpose, is make us his body.
Amen.
And but there's a problem, I think many of you mentioned, it's not that God cannot bless us. It's, you know, from the beginning, you know, before even he created the world, actually he's ready to bless us. Right, in every spiritual blessing in the heavenly, in Christ Jesus, he's make that ready to pour out all the spiritual blessing toward us. But sometimes we are not ready yet.
Amen.
So someone just mentioned, right? I think it's Sister Lane, right? According to Malachi 3:10, the Lord. Actually, his blessing can make us, there's no room to receive. That means his blessing is more than sufficient. But on our part, we have something, you know, limited his blessing. And their part, according to Saint Joshua, and also my, this week, I also feel very much touched and also very convicted, is that's our very person, you know, our natural being. Our natural being, you know, in day two, Brother Ni mentioned that, you know, we have so many habits or temperament that prevent the Lord really bless us. And not only prevent the Lord bless us individually, also corporately, because the blessing is for the body. And if we are not willing to be deal with about this, our natural being, you know, our habit, our temperament, then the Lord won't have the opportunity to bless all he wants to bless us. So so we really need to ask, and we are willing, we need to really willing open to the Lord for his blessing. And this morning I actually recall the book of Genesis. We all know that Jacob, right? We all know Peniel. Peniel. Peniel is the place the Jacob see God face to face. And do you know, before the Peniel was changed the name into Peniel, it's called the Ford of Jabok. I cannot pronounce that well, but actually, because the Lord face to face meet with Jacob, and after he touched his thigh and changed his person, you know, that place and that person become a person of blessing.
Amen.
And if you read that portion carefully, you see actually before the angel of Jehovah leave him, Jacob actually asked him to bless. He said, "Bless me, unless I won't let you go." And then I believe, you know, and you see actually the angel of God bless him. And I believe before Jacob asked him for the blessing, actually the Jehovah already blessed him. With what? With that touch. Because that touch actually grant Jacob a position to receive the blessing from the Lord, because his natural being had been dealt with. So my burden is, you know, we don't need to afraid of any suffering or any dealing that the Lord gives to us. Outwardly, we feel that's not a blessing. Maybe we feel that's a curse. But actually, as the children of God, you know, since he already chose us, he already predestined us, he already redeemed us and gave us the Spirit as the pledge and the sealing, we will be conformed into his image.
Amen.
We will receive all the spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
This week, the title, The God of Blessing and Blessing of God,
amen,
tells us what God's being is and what God's doing. And from the Bible, we see what God is and how he blessed all his creatures, including his people.
Amen.
In the Old Testament, God's blessing mainly are outward. The New Testament blessing is from outward into inward. And you need to read the Bible, saints.
Amen.
You cannot just know God bless us. You must know how he bless us.
Amen.
And what he has blessed us.
Amen.
Even the our blessing, how he bless us.
Amen.
I believe this week it quotes many verses from Psalm, and I believe Psalm 23. All of us can almost memorize. Do you realize that? In this chapter of Psalm 23, talks about six aspects of Jehovah bless us outwardly. Have you realized that? The ground that you stand is green pasture.
Amen.
On the top, you have the anointing oil. Right?
Yes.
So top and ground is blessed.
Amen.
Now you have the table spread before your enemy.
Amen.
That is your front.
Amen.
On the back, you have grace follow you.
Amen.
Did you realize that? And then you have his rod and staff, which is on your right and on your left. So your whole entire being was blessed.
Amen.
But that's our saints. Still, we got nothing to do with God. Then you come to the New Testament.
Amen.
We have just read the verse. In Christ,
amen.
He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing,
amen.
In the heavenly. Amen. Which one you will prefer? I would say I want both.
Yeah.
Saints?
Yeah.
But as you know, in the New Testament, this blessing is in Jesus Christ, then you will know this blessing turned into another name called grace.
Amen.
So at the end, nearly at the end of Apostle Paul's writing, may grace be with you all.
Amen.
Right? Even at the end of the Revelation chapter 22, verse 21.
Yeah.
That was the last verse of the Bible. What John says?
Grace.
Grace!
Amen.
So brother and sister, today the hour of blessing has turned into the inward grace.
Amen.
So you and I shall experience this grace as the very process trying God.
Amen. Amen.
Have you enjoyed the grace this morning?
Amen.
If you do, all of us will stand up. Young people, you will stand up and say, Lord, I thank you. You are the grace to me today.
Amen.
Did you realize? Did you realize that the day that He made for you is a grace?
Amen.
Oh, it's a blessing.
Amen.
It is a blessing that we can experience it.
Amen.
As a grace.
Yes.
This will change your entire being.
Amen.
Of knowing God's blessing.
Amen.
And you will no longer murmuring and reasoning.
Amen.
Are you, or have you been reasoning and murmuring this week?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So we need to confess. Lord, may you have mercy on me.
Amen.
That I will experience you as grace abundantly.
Amen.
Young people, your parents, it's your opportunity to experience grace. Parents, our children, is the opportunity for us to experience grace.
Amen.
Eventually it will be grace upon grace.
Amen.
And of course, there's also warning, saints.
Yeah.
As we are experiencing the blessing of God, they are two examples when Moses and Joshua, when they blessed the people of Israel, they warned the peace of people of Israel. You have to read at the end or book of Deuteronomy, which that is the warning Moses warn the people of Israel, of course, particularly to warn Joshua. And then at the end of the book of Joshua, Joshua pretty much repeats what Moses has done to him. He warned people of Israel. One warning. If we follow the command of God's word, blessing will follow us. If we don't follow what the Lord has told us in the word, and there will be curse come upon us.
Yes.
That is the warning. So, practically speaking, saints, today, how we exercise our spirit. You and I need to take care of our conscience.
Amen.
Take care of our conscience in dealing with people, dealing with matter. If we don't take care of our conscience, then the curse will come upon us and we will experience spiritual death. And all the sin will come upon us as a dealing to us so we can be sanctified and purified so that we will be brought into a stage the Lord can bless us again.
Amen.
So may the Lord bless us and we will receive the word and receive Him as a blessing God.
Amen.
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 Receive you.
Amen.
That's the blessing God.
Amen.
Take care of our conscience.
Amen.
Use our spirit.
Amen.
Receive you.
Amen.
And keep us in here.
Amen.
The grace of Christ.
Amen.
The love of God.
Amen.
And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
With us all the time.
Amen.
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 Lord, thank you. We are the object of your blessing.
Amen.
Lord, but we need to stay in the right position.
Amen.
Lord, we are able to receive your blessing.
Amen.
Lord, your grace.
Amen.
Lord, your very self.
Amen.
Lord, so we are willing to take care of our conscience.
Amen.
Or exercise our spirits.
Amen.
So there's no hindrance.
Amen.
That we can receive you.
Amen.
We give you this coming week.
Amen.
Exercise.
Amen.
Day by day.
Amen.
We can open to you.
Amen.
Oh Lord, remove all the hindrance.
Amen. Yes.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord, eliminate all the hindrance.
Amen.
Help us to receive your grace.
Amen.
Receive your blessing.
Amen.
Our spirit.
Amen.
Exercise our faith.
Amen.
And we want to come forward to your boat lay.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Come and bless us.
Amen.
Bless each one of us here in this room.
Amen.
We're in need of your blessing.
Amen.
And we do expect your blessing.
Amen.
Well, come to us as the I am.
Amen.
Be the I am in our situation.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we need you.
Amen.
Lord, grow in us.
Amen.
Fill us with yourself.
Amen.
Bless us with your very person.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That when we come together,
amen,
there would be real building.
Amen.
Building up of your body.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, to have your expression on this earth.
Amen.
Lord, we just give you this week.
Amen.
Lord, we want to cooperate with you.
Amen.
We want to keep turning to you.
Amen. Amen.
Give you the way to operate in us.
Amen.
And work in us, Lord.
Amen.
So that we can receive your blessing.
Amen.
No one to frustrate you.
Amen.
No one to hinder you, Lord.
Amen.
But we want to have showers of blessing.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
So how about we have quick coordination of the cleaning? Which area we need?
How about we start with bathroom?
Bathroom.
We need to have three brothers? Or two brothers, I think it's enough. Two brothers for brother's bedroom, two sisters for sisters. One brother. Okay. And how about this area, dining area? We also need dining area and that portion that we need. How about we have 5 cents, either brothers or sisters?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. And all the vacuuming, also we need 5. 1. I can. 2, 3, 4.
After five. Offering the opening offering box, I can, you know.
Okay, one more.
Okay.
Okay. Amen. And for the rest, I think we need also maybe 2 cents. Check all the trash can. Two more. Okay. Amen. All others, if you not get the assignment, also you can also help.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh yeah, I know.